Welcome. Today we're discussing the evolving landscape of B2B SaaS pricing in the age of AI. It's a fascinating topic.
Absolutely. It sounds like the old SaaS tastes like chicken analogy. Predictable revenue, easy valuations, smooth exits might be getting stale.
Exactly. The 2010s were all about that consistent revenue stream, perfect for VCs looking for low-risk exits to private equity. But AI is throwing a wrench in the works. Clara's ditching Salesforce and boasting increased profitability is a huge signal.
So AI is empowering companies to build internally, reducing their reliance on external SaaS?
Precisely. And even companies sticking with established vendors like Salesforce are demanding more. AI makes internal teams more efficient, so they expect more customization from vendors. It's a workable pressure, but it squeezes SaaS margins.
I see. Interesting. So, increased customization demands and the potential for internal AI-powered solutions are really putting the squeeze on traditional SaaS pricing models?
Yes. The old per-seat model is under fire. Customers have more options, and if the per-seat price isn't right, they'll walk. Plus, everyone's jumping on the AI-native bandwagon. But how do you price that?
Right. Are we talking per seat for AI agents? Per outcome, like Intercom? It seems tricky.
It is. If you go custom, it's a service, not software. Less valuable from a revenue perspective. If you price per agent or outcome, it's not the same clean revenue stream that VCs crave. And if you stick with flat pricing, you're vulnerable to undercutting.
Got it. So, SaaS companies are stuck between a rock and a hard place. They need to adjust pricing to accommodate AI's impact on margins, potentially explore outcome-based models, but that messes with the predictable revenue that makes SaaS so attractive to investors.
Exactly. The whole SaaS tastes like chicken thing falls apart. It's less consistent, harder to value, and that impacts the entire value chain, from funding to exits. We haven't seen an AI-driven SaaS IPO yet, and we might not for a while. Companies like Stripe are showing that staying private and profitable is a viable option, further disrupting the traditional model.
So AI is changing the game, not just for individual SaaS companies, but for the entire industry. Even if companies thrive and adapt, the changing standards create less opportunity because there's less commoditization. It's a fascinating time to be watching this space.
Absolutely. There's no easy answer, but it'll be fascinating to see how innovative companies navigate these challenges. Thanks for joining us today as we explored this exciting, shift in the SaaS world. Until next time.
Goodbye.